Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web elke week saand tussen 6 en 7.
Die kleinhandelgroep Boxer is in 1977 in Empangeni in KwaZulu-Natal gestig en het oor 4 dekades gegroei tot een van Suider-Afrika se vinnigs groeiende kleinhandelaars. Pick n Pay het die kettinggroep in 2002 gekoop en dit teiken hoofsaaklik die middel- en laer inkomstemark. Dit bedryf tans 525 winkels regoor Suid-Afrika en Eswatini. Pick n Pay het Boxer in November verlede jaar op die JSE genoteer, maar besit nog steeds 'n meerderheidsbelang van 65%. Boxer se markwaarde is R31 miljard en dis heelwat meer as Pick n Pay en Spar se markwaardes van sowat R22 miljard elk. Boxer het vandag sy eerste stel voljaar resultate bekend gemaak. Die omset was 13% hoër op R42 miljard. Die wesensverdienste was onveranderd op R1,4 miljard en die direksie het nie 'n dividend verklaar nie. Marek Masojada is op die lyn, hy is die uitvoerende hoof. Marek, thank you so much for your time today. This is the first set of annual results for Boxer since you've listed late last year. And I assume it's a little more stressful to report to the whole world rather than only to the Pick n Pay board. And I would also assume that you've done more media interviews today than ever before.
Correct on both counts. It's been an interesting journey for us, I must say, the last 6 to 8 months. And we're learning as we go, but we're very proud to present our maiden results today to the wider market. You know, very proud of the fact that we've achieved the guidance that we gave our investors back in November.
Let's talk about the results. You've seen an increase in 13% in your revenues to 42 billion, but the profitability stayed virtually unchanged at 1.4 billion. How much of that 13% increase in revenue stems from inflation?
Rake, you are correct. 13.2% was the turnover growth. We did have an extra week in our numbers this year. So on a 52-week comparable basis, the turnover growth was about 10.4%. Because of the changes to the structure of our balance sheet, just prior to the listing of Boxer, there was a change to the finance income and interest income and interest expense, which impacted the profit before tax. You know, we've measured ourselves at trading profit level so that we can really focus on the underlying trading performance of the business, which I'm happy to say when we normalized it all came out at a positive 14% growth in that trading profit. You ask about inflation over the second half of the year from September through to February. You know, we were measuring inflation on a volume held constant basis at just 0.5%. So the 10.4% does reflect good real growth. And there are two parts to that. The contribution of our like-for-like, as we call it in our existing estate, came in at about 5.5%. And then obviously the contribution from the new stores brought up the balance.
So inflation of 0.5%, that is very low. It's significantly lower than the average inflation rates measured by Stats SA. Do you sell predominantly food? Can you maybe, you know, label this as a food inflation number for Boxer?
Yes, I mean, that's, you know, 98% of our turnover is in food. We do measure our inflation on what we term a volume held constant basis, which takes into account the mix of the products we sell this year versus the same products a year ago. And I think what it reflects is the promotional activity that's been taking place in the market and how consumers have been really shopping from those promotional leaflets, going after the value that's on offer in our promotional programs.
Does those promotional programs put pressure on margins?
Absolutely. I think, you know, the higher your promotional contribution goes in your turnover, obviously the greater impact it has on your overall margin. So it requires some very skillful work by our commercial teams to get the balance of the basket and to anticipate the change in trends from the consumers. But overall, although we had a slight decrease in our point of sale margin, the growth of the business and the efficiencies that come with it meant that we over collected on our back end margin and overall reported just a 0.2% increase in our gross margin.
I would imagine that would be a rare skill to get that right every single campaign, but it seems like you do. Just, you've opened around 50 stores during the period, and you plan to open around 60 in your new financial year, and that is an aggressive expansion, and it almost mirrors ShopRite, which I would imagine is one of your key competitors. They are also expanding aggressively by opening new stores. Is this a market share grab, or are they still, you know, greenfield opportunities in South Africa for, you know, retail businesses like yourselves?
I think, you know, Boxer's estate in terms of our supermarkets at the end of the year was 320 supermarkets. So, you know, we believe that there's a lot of room to grow that number as a relatively smaller player compared to some of our competitors out there. So, you know, absolutely, our number one priority is driving a growth in our existing stores. But we are intent and have been for many years opening about 20, 25 superstores per year. And then the remainder of the balance is made up by liquor stores that are adjacent to our superstores. So it is 60 stores planned across both formats. Yes, you know, we believe we can take market share as we go into areas we're not represented. But, you know, clearly we also are targeting underserved areas of South Africa where we're bringing formal retail into underserved areas.
Why did the company not declare a dividend?
I think we gave guidance during the IPO process that because of dividend paid to our mother company, Pick and Pay, just prior to the IPO, that there wouldn't be a dividend at year end. But the message has gone out that we do intend to resume a dividend after we declare our H1 results this year. So our board, obviously staying close to this, the performance, the cash generation in the business, but that is the intent.
And then just lastly, listings on the JSE is notoriously expensive. Have you made the calculation of how much did it cost Boxer to list?
It's an interesting question. You know, to your point, it wasn't a cheap process, but I think when we analyzed the costs against the amount that was raised, it came in at just under 2%, which I think was, you know, well done by all the teams involved.
2% of?
Of the cash raise.
And how much was that? I can't remember offhand.
The total gross was 8.5 billion rand.
Well, 170 million, somewhere there. That's still a significant amount.
A significant sum, absolutely.
Ons sluit daarmee los. Dit was Marek Masojada, die uitvoerende hoof van Boxer.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.